This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. U.S. officials have compared the toppling of the statue of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad to the fall of the Berlin Wall. But behind the joy lurks the question of whether the Iraqi people will like what comes next. In Germany, a popular film called Goodbye Lenin explores what former East Germans miss about life under the control of the Communist Party more than a decade after the Iron Curtain was lifted. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Goodbye Lenin director Wolfgang Becker did not set out to make a cinematic statement about East and West. The film is not about reunification, he says, but about a family.
How it is for a very specific family, how do they experience this time? The big wind of history coming, blowing through a small apartment in East Berlin.
Blow it does. Police beat up Alex, the film's hero, as he marches in a demonstration in East Berlin. His mother, who has been a dedicated, although sometimes dissatisfied, servant of the state, sees him, collapses, and goes into a coma. 8 months later, she wakes up. The wall is gone, but her health is so fragile, her son conspires to make it appear, in her bedroom at least, as if East Germany is the same place it was. That means videotaping fake newscasts to explain a giant Coca-Cola ad now outside mom's window.
Heute besuchte Günter Mittag, Sekretär für Wirtschaft im Zentralkomitee der SED, den Coca-Cola-Konzern in West-Berlin.
One of Alex's friends, disguised as a news anchor, announces that international scientists have determined Coke is actually a product invented in East Germany. In the movie, none of the stores sell East German food anymore, so Alex buys Western pickles and honey and serves them from old jars with Eastern labels. On his mother's birthday, he pays a couple of kids to put on socialist youth club scarves and sing patriotic songs. Former East Berliner, 30-something Hanna Bietzig, says the movie made her sad.
Es war ja so ein richtiges, wo man sich dann zu Hause gefühlt hat, obwohl man ja da...
It shows the place where we felt like home. Even though we were actually against the system, it was a special homey feeling that just broke away with the wall. All of a sudden, it doesn't exist anymore. That history has been ripped off, and now it's gone.
Other former East Germans also say the film Goodbye Lenin made them nostalgic, even though they don't want their old political system back. Ethnology professor Peter Niedermüller says memories have changed over time. At first, he said, everyone was just euphoric. Now, that's flipped.
I mean, people are talking today about the GDR, not in terms of political dictatorship, not so very much in terms of Honecker or whatever, but the culture of the GDR, the social life of the GDR, this cultural feeling to belong to the GDR society, that's something else.
Former East Germans, known as Aussies, remember when there was time to chat with friends in the kitchen and that every kid went to summer camp. Professor Niedermüller says this nostalgia has a strong connection to concerns about globalization, feelings that things once unique to a place are gone. There's a special word for that here, Ostalgie, a combination of the German words for East and nostalgia. It sells. There are theme bars and trendy boutiques that sell sportswear modeled on old East German styles. Some former Aussies who've seen Goodbye Lenin say they treasure their heritage even if they were too young to know it firsthand. Among Wessies, the film isn't generating nostalgia as much as a better understanding of it. It made Angelika Scheinke cry.
I cried because I thought it must have felt horrible to be told by everybody, look, that was terrible, but now let's move on to a Western system. And I thought, like, yeah, probably it's like and like with families, that you really have many, many things to criticize about your parents, but at the same time you want to be proud about your parents and your family, and you don't want other people to criticize them.
Goodbye Lenin has tapped into the feeling that although Germany is one country again, it's not quite one big, happy family. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.